This is an MP3 on the Daily Telegraph, National Newspaper of the Year, Saturday, the 11th of March, 2017, front page, which has got a picture of Uri Geller. Underneath, we've got Uri Geller, the illusionist and spoonbender, claims that MI5 arranged for him to visit Britain to examine his telepathic abilities with David Dimbleby's talk show used as cover. Headline, front page, MI5, Dimbleby and Uri Geller's secret mission to Britain, by Hannah Furness. MI5 arranged for Uri Geller to come to the UK by using David Dimbleby's talk show as a smokescreen so they could see his psychic powers for themselves, the illusionist has claimed. Mr. Geller said MI5 and MI6 knew he had been tested by the CIA to determine his telepathic abilities in the 70s and hoped to explore his potential in person. In an interview with the Daily Telegraph, he claims he was invited to appear on the David Dimbleby talk show in 1973 as cover for his trip. Declassified CIA documents have already shown the Americans believed he really did have psychic powers. Mr. Geller, who lived in Britain for 33 years, also disclosed how he told Theresa May she would be Prime Minister after she visited him in 2013, making the prediction while touching a spoon once owned by Sir Winston Churchill. Earlier this year, an extraordinary series of declassified US documents revealed how Mr. Geller was tested by the CIA over 8 days in 1973, with his handlers concluding, "We consider that he has demonstrated his paranormal perceptual ability in a convincing and unambiguous manner." Speaking in full about the episode for the first time, Mr. Geller says, "Part of me is certainly glad that the world knows the truth about that secret part of my life. The declassified documents released by the CIA in January are only the tip of the iceberg, really. As for any current involvement, I cannot confirm and I will not deny it. Whatever I say now could endanger my life." Well, we know, of course, he ran off to, we know, of course, he ran off to Israel because he knew my Muslim zombies would run him over, knife him or shoot him on the streets. So we know why Geller ran off to Israel, because he's terrified of Tim Rifat. We also know why Theresa May, who was Home Secretary at the time, went to Geller's residence. It's highly unusual for a Home Secretary to go all the way to Uri Geller's mansion and talk to him in person, except, remember, top of the nightmare list of the Home Secretary is the British citizen Tim Rifat, who's using remote killing, remote influencing, to fuck up Britain, fuck up the West, and generally fuck up everybody simply because he enjoys death and destruction. And one can see why MI5 and MI6 were keen on psychic warfare, because according to Lynn Schroeder and Sheila Ostrander's books, in fact, they got loads of them, Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain, the British were mad keen to steal all of the Russian psychic warfare program secrets. And got the film of Kulagina and various other stuff, and were desperate via one of their agents to get me to invite Konstantin Ivanenko, who allegedly said he was the deputy to the Russian psychic warfare program, to come to Britain. I, of course, refused, because I like fucking over the British. Now, next we continue with the Telegraph that goes to page 25, news, review, and features, I realized the CIA wanted to turn me into a weapon. Uri Geller tells Judith Woods, so one can see we've got another reporter, about being asked to kill a pig with his mind and how he told Theresa May she would become Prime Minister. I am in Uri Geller's new home on the outskirts of Tel Aviv to discuss recent CIA revelations that a battery of tests in the 70s concluded he was indeed psychic. Geller fixes me with an urgent brown gaze. You must tape over the camera lens, he says. Governments are engaged in all sorts of covert surveillance, even when your phone is turned off. I tape all my equipment, so does Mark Zuckerberg. I nod politely, silently thinking, paranoid nutters. Days later, the WikiLeaks story breaks that British spies have helped the CIA to convert the everyday smart technology we have in our homes into listening devices that send conversations to secret servers. Crikey, it's a mollifying moment. But then hindsight, unlike second sight, only kicks in after an event. It's easy to believe any theory, however outlandish it seemed at the time, once its veracity has been established. In January of this year, an extraordinary series of declassified CIA documents revealed the results experiments it conducted on Geller over 8 days in 1973, during which he was tested for clairvoyant or telepathic abilities. The conclusion drawn was that he did indeed possess paranormal skills. Geller, who was kept in a sealed room, showed that he could read minds by copying complex pictures drawn elsewhere, even in one case, hundreds of miles away, and also planted thoughts in other people's minds. He claimed that those who tested him were left baffled and sometimes frightened by what they saw. The story was picked up by newspapers and broadcasters across the globe, but this is the first time he has spoken about it publicly since it broke. Part of me is glad that after 5 decades, the world knows the truth about that secret part of my life, he says, adding that show business was the perfect cover for those activities, despite moving back to his native Israel 14 months ago with Hannah, his wife of 50 years. Geller's emotional ties to Britain, where he lived for 33 years, remain strong. But the nature of his links to the British establishment remains shrouded in mystery. Take his prediction a full 3.5 years ago that Theresa May would become Prime Minister. He had a premonition when the former Home Secretary was visiting him at home in Sonning-on-Thames. I took her out to the Cadillac in my garage, which is covered in bent spoons from every era, which were owned by every person you can think of, he says. I touched the Churchill spoon and told her she would be Prime Minister. Mrs. May deflected the issue, he says, murmuring that David Cameron would be in the top job for a long time to come. Geller, in turn, repeated his assertion, and the rest is history. But why was the then Home Secretary visiting Geller anyway? She surely didn't drop by for a display of spoon bending, although I bet she got one, because it is quite frankly as irresistible to witness now as it was, or irresistible, as it was in 1973 when he appeared on the David Dimbleby Talking. That night he bent cutlery and restarted stopped watches from Land's End to John O'Groats, and we took him into our hearts, so much so that he moved to Britain, gained citizenship, and brought up his now adult children here. I can't tell you why Theresa May wanted to see me back then, or whether I am working with any intelligence agencies now, says Geller, who has a frustrating habit of intimating without elaborating. Well, I'll elaborate. Theresa May, the Home Secretary, was shit scared of Tim Riefat, who was going around killing people and fucking over the British and all their interests worldwide. So she goes off to Geller to ask what she can do about this Muslim madman, Tim Riefat. And he, of course, says he'll work for the British, says he'll save the British from Tim Rifat, save their football team, save everything and their dog, and then finds out that he's bitten off more than he can chew and runs off to Israel like a scared dog, because he knows I'll just send one of my telepathically hypnotized Muslims or a team of them to knife him, run him over, shoot him, kill him, kill his wife, etc. Now we continue. Maybe we should have slapped an export ban on him so he could guide us through Brexit, telepathically altering the odds in our favour. After all, he cites as his finest hour the occasion when the US Defence Department flew him to Geneva in order to persuade the Russians, it should be in order to persuade, but never mind, in order to persuade the Russians to sign a nuclear treaty during the Cold War. He's uncharacteristically evasive about the date it happened, but says he bombarded them with the single thought, sign, 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 and they did. One knows, of course, that Brexit came about because Cameron, the Jew boy, decided he was going to fuck me over because I was fucking over him and the royal family, stuck me in a mental hospital, and I destroyed Cameron, his government, and wiped out the UK by destroying their economy and making sure the referendum was Brexit. That's me adding my own thoughts. Continuing, the declassified documents released by the CIA in January are only the tip of the iceberg. I was tested by Mossad and by MI5 and MI6 as well. As for any current involvement, I cannot confirm, and I will not deny it. Whatever I say now could endanger my life. Why is his life endangered? Because, of course, Tim Rifat has got 1.6 billion Muslim troopers waiting to knife, shoot, run him over, or generally kill him if he leaves Israel. Continuing, this sounds hyperbolic, but that doesn't mean it's not true. Frankly, those of us born before the advent of the internet, contactless payment, and driverless cars have already lived through the astonishing confluence of science fact and science fiction. You know, I believe MI5 was behind my invitation to appear in David Dimbleby, he says, out of nowhere. What? I cry in dismay. First, Richard Whitley was dobbed in as a spy by Ricky Tomlinson, and now you're telling me that David Dimbleby is a secret agent. No, he sighs with well-worn patience. I didn't say that. I said that MI5 or MI6 wanted to get me to the UK, so that was how they arranged it. They knew about the tests in the US and wanted to see for themselves. Geller underwent psychics, continues. Investigation as part of the Stargate program to see whether remote viewing, seeing things through time and space and bringing back information, could be used in Cold War intelligence and to discover if the power of the mind could be harnessed to trigger nuclear weapons. So you see, way back then, the Americans were shit scared about psychic warfare and, of course, failed to have any capability in psychic warfare, but that didn't mean that it wasn't possible. It just meant that the American vermin were too stupid and too low energy to be able to deploy it. Continuing, Geller admits to erasing floppy disks being sent from Mexico to Moscow, to making radish weeds sprout by willpower alone, and to stopping non-human sperm from moving. But he will not talk in any details about nuclear matters. And, of course, Tim Rifat keeps talking and talking and talking about nuclear matters, Cobalt 60 being his favourite topic. Continuing. The 2009 film The Men Who Stare at Goats was based on that research. The real story is that I was led into a room in which there was a pig, and I was told, we want to see that pig dead when we come back. He says, I realised they wanted me to stop the heart of the pig, which is similar to a human heart, and it scared the hell out of me, says Geller. That's the first moment I realized I was being weaponized, but I never agreed at any point to do any harm, to do anything dark. I could never harm another person. So you can see why the British government, this is me adding my own part to it, you can see why the British government's in terror after killing the Duke of Westminster and Tara Palmer Tomkinson. We see the Duke of Westminster having his heart stopped remotely from a great distance away. And, of course, Tara Palmer Tomkinson being fatally killed by a ulcer. All of this showing that remote killing works. And you can see why I've been promoting killing A-listers. And the Times story on A-listers dying in numbers which only happens once every two centuries shows that remote killing not only can work, but you can kill it to you can use it to kill every A-lister on the planet. We've met before, Geller and I, several years ago at Sonning. What fascinated me then, and still does, is the way he can flip from guarded spook to roar of the crowd showman without turning a hair. First he bends a spoon to me, then he writes the name of a European city on a piece of paper and plants the thought in my head. I correctly state Paris, but I wonder if it was a fluke. He draws a shape on paper and conveys it to me as I draw a shape of my own. We have both scribbled identical pyramids, blocks and all. When we compare pictures, the hairs on my arms prickle. Geller smiles. And me adding, we know that the Russians spent 50% of their time on their psychic warfare program, which ran into $500 million every year, according to Martin Ebon of Psychic Warfare, on telepathic hypnosis, which is making someone else do, see, draw, feel, etc., what you want. I don't care if anyone calls me a fraud or charlatan, but if they tell downright lies about me, I will sue, he says. At present, he's aerated about a defamatory poster that has appeared in Bristol featuring his headshot and words to the effect that maybe if we all concentrate really hard, Donald Trump might disappear. Geller was an early lone voice in the wilderness predicting a win for Trump and was mocked for it. Nobody's mocking now. He's also fan of the 45th president on account of his support for Israel. These days he gives motivational talks and personally answers the hundreds of emails he receives every day. He has also bought a building near his flat in which he plans to house a museum dedicated to his life and achievements. Outside will be specially commissioned giant spoon. If that sounds frivolous, then it is by intent. The murkiest side of the paranormal world is hardly the stuff of tourist attractions. There's a major network of scientists and secret intelligence agencies who are trying to get 10 people like me to concentrate on one city and blow it into a black hole, making it disappear. Since the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, we have grown more accustomed to the idea of extra space and time dimensions. If a proton can be made to appear and disappear, then it's only a matter of scale. Do we believe him? Hand on heart, I have no idea. But I think we can all agree it's really cool to be able to bend spoons. So we see now that the entire Western effort, according to Geller, a major network of scientists and secret intelligence agencies, what that be, CIA, DIA, Office of Naval Intelligence, and Homeland Security, all trying to get 10 people like me to concentrate on one city and blow it into a black hole, making it disappear. This, of course, has to be Pyongyang, where my beloved Kim Jong-un is residing, because North Korea is the existential threat to the Americans. We know, of course, that This has the opposite effect because I simply stick the Suicide Squad Force 168 into their 169, which they're generating to make one to give sublime good to the great man Kim Jong-un. And we see the results that the piece of shit whore cunt Park, the president of South Korea, who defamed the name of the great man Kim Jong-un and wanted to destroy North Korea by military force, has been impeached. Two of her supporters dead, and her replacement, according to the papers, will be the guy that wants to give loads of money to North Korea, have loads of trade ties, and be friendly with North Korea, all showing that the trillions of dollars that the U.S. Military and intelligence community and the Rothschilds have spent on these 10 people who displayed psychic capability and they thought could be used to destroy the great man Kim Jong-un and North Korea could not protect Kim Jong-nam from a couple of whores, an Indonesian and a Vietnamese whore, could not protect the South Korean president from being struck down by the Psy Lord, who supports the North Koreans because it's fun, and could not stop North Korean missiles being fired at Japan as a warning that next time they'll be armed with Cobalt 60 to turn Japan into Fukushima on a macroscopic scale. But one can see from the Saturday Telegraph that psychic warfare has become front page news, and the release of the CIA documents in January show that psychic warfare has now been allowed to become an issue in that America has a psychic warfare program that's been hijacked by the Psy Lord Tim Riefat to aid its enemies, e.g. Kim Jong-un and the Chinese, simply with a Suicide Squad force, and that the crystals that they stole from my customers to give to these 10 people not only didn't work, but allowed me to hellize them and sequester them for my own purposes. And the defeat of the Dallas Cowboys at exactly the right time shows that the Americans have nothing to stop the Psy Lord Tim Riefat from fucking them over anytime, any place, anywhere he wants. Enjoy.